girlfriend. 1 in 6 women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. 1 in 6 women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. 1 in 6 women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen.
Actually, the sad story of a man who falls asleep with his television on and has visions. Okay. Fell asleep last night with the TV on. Oh, what a dream I had. Dreamed I went and answered every single one of those late night mail order ads. And 4 to 6 weeks later, much to my surprise, the mailman came to my front door and I couldn't believe my eyes when he brought the Vegematic and the Pocket Fisherman too. Illuminated, illustrated history of life, Boxcar Willie with a Ginsu knife, a bamboo steamer and a garden weasel too. Tie-dye day glow souvenir shirt from Six Flags over Burbank. Well, the doorbell rang all morning and all through the afternoon. I shook with fright as it rang all night by the light of the MasterCard moon. There was parcel post in the pantry, UPS in the hall, COD to the ceiling, and it just couldn't pay for it all. I got the egg scrambler with a seal of meal carrying case, a set of presidential commemorative plates so I could eat my eggs off the president's face, a minute mender and a needle that'll knit or crochet, and an autographed photograph of Rin Tin Tin at Six Flags over Burbank. Remembered I was dreaming, so I gave a mighty cheer. When I awoke, it was no joke, 'cause all that shit was here. So if you fall asleep with the TV on, let me tell you what to do. Rip the telephone out of the wall, unless you want it to happen to you. You get the Vegematic and the Pocket Fisherman too. Illustrated history of life, Boxcar Willie with a Ginsu knife, bamboo steamer, and a smoke worthless ashtray too. And an all expenses paid weekend for three at Six Flags over Burbank.
Here, our company that is. Hello, this is Larry Berger along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you'll find our own player, as well as links to listen on TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other aggregation services, including how you can listen by phone at 631-359-8728. Today, a great mix of acoustic music and family fun, including a pop quiz in just a few moments. At 10 Eastern, the Urban Impact Jazz Band will be here. About a dozen students playing for you. At 10:35, we have two 10th graders who are going to talk about their experiences as Alcosan interns and with the Clean Water Academy offered by Alcosan. At 11 o'clock, a feature with Horoya Tsukamoto, a Japanese guitarist who is going to be here as part of the Song Space series at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh this Friday, October 3rd. And at 11:15, Colt Winter Lepley, singer-songwriter, will take to the airwaves. We're happy you're here. Thanks for meeting us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
T for Texas, T for Tennessee.
Texas, T for Tennessee, T for Thelma, that gal that made a wreck of me. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stall. No, no. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stall. Cause I can get more women than a passenger train can haul. Oh, yeah.
Saturday Light Brigade with Asleep at the Wheel, getting us started. And a lot of messages are already coming in. Indeed, thanks for meeting us here. Susie is in Breezewood, Pennsylvania today. Mike and Mars. Dust Bowl Jack in Libertyboro. Russ and Sharon. And King, North Carolina. Among those already checking in, I also see Ralph in the South Hills. Nice to have you with us. Our pop quiz is coming up in just a few moments. When we offered this pop quiz in our newsletter this past week, a lot of people found it to be challenging. We'll see what you think.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date today, Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate. Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mic nights, and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymca.slbradio.org for details.
A quick note, coming up in just a few days, the beginning of our made-up but lovable month known as Car-tober. You can join in on the fun and support SLB during this special campaign where we encourage you to donate a used vehicle, running or not, to SLB. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, and anything else that fits into that category are eligible. Our partners take care of the pickup and all of the paperwork. For more information, let your neighbor know if you're tired of seeing that vehicle in your neighbor's driveway that might make a good donation. Or you yourself can call 855-500-RIDE or visit slbradio.careasy.org. Now it's time for this morning's pop quiz. And today's pop quiz seems like it should be easy at first, but it's not as easy as you might think. Bridge is a six-letter word ending in D-G-E, B-R-I, and then it ends in D-G-E. Can you come up with five more such words? Each of your words must be six letters in length, ending in D-G-E. And for an extra Saturday Light Brigade charge, use the five words you come up with in a sensible sentence. Do you think you've got some words to share?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
That's this morning's pop quiz. Good luck.
When you go down to Deep Ellum just to have a little fun, you better bring $50 when the policeman comes. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues. Oh, sweet mama, daddy's got them Deep Ellum blues. When you go down to Deep Ellum, put some money in your pants. All them
Saturday Light Brigade with Claire Lynch. Great day in the morning. And also, a new version of an old song, Deep Ellum Blues, from Diane Hupka and the Sun Canyon Band. We just added that to our library. This week, the album is Moon Over Larrabee. We are looking for six-letter words that end with D, G, E. And quite a few have come in, and I am about to share them with you. Let's start with Jim in Blackridge. He has sledge, fridge, grudge, sludge, smudge, smidge, trudge, bludge, drudge, and fledge. Sue in South Park put hers in a sentence. I pledge to trudge through the sludge, carrying a sledge to help dredge the mud. That's a great sentence. Makes sense, and it's also very efficient. Well done, Sue. Ralph in the South Hills has trudge, grudge, smudge, sledge, and dredge. Kathy and Tyne Nesta has sledge, dredge, pledge, grudge, smudge, and fridge. The dynamic duo comprised of Fred, who Linda tells me contributed most of these, and Linda came up with fridge, pledge, sledge, sledge, dredge, drudge, grudge, and trudge. Johanna and Tommy came up with dredge, pledge, sledge, fridge, and grudge. Barbara in Highland Park noted that these start to look a little odd after a while. They start to almost all look like they're the same, and or that they have some almost just weird characteristic. And you're absolutely right. They start to look a little strange. Here's Mary in Oakland. Did the nudge make sister sledge? Not a drudge. Dredge a smidge below the bridge to find a fridge with a smudge of sludge. That's a beautiful sentence. Thank you, Mary. Tom came up with pledge, sledge, dredge, and smidge without Barb's help this week. Russ came up with smidge, fridge, pledge, dredge, sledge, sludge, trudge, drudge, smudge, and grudge. I think we're honing in on most of them now. Or we have honed in on most. Here's Tom and McCandless with fludge, trudge, bludge, sludge, sledge, fridge, and grudge. And Barbara, who I mentioned before, has ledge, midge, fudge, Oh, some of these are not six letters, though. Ledge. Podge. These are good, though. I had a lot of five-letter words in mind, too. She has one, Cadge. C-A-D-G-E. Have you ever heard of the word Cadge? I have not. Cadge means sort of to scarf up something when you get something for free. Like to catch a meal would be whenever you can get a meal for free. He'll eat whenever he can catch a meal. Jesse says the villain tried to escape over the hedge and up on the window ledge of the lodge to dodge the sheriff behind the gold badge. Some five-letter ones, too, but we'll take those. Thank you, Jesse. And I think, oh, there are a few more I might have missed. Here's Patrick in South Park with Sledge, Fridge, Dredge, Fledge, and Pledge. And Richard on the north side with five letters. The judge used a wedge to nudge the ledge to secure the badge. And Susie mentions fudge and dodge as well, and mentions Trudge reminds her of a poem by Gerard Manley Hopkins, with which I'm not familiar. You know, the five-letter ones are good, too. I almost was going to say five or six letters in the puzzle because there are fewer than 20 six-letter words ending in D-G-E. But a charge to you, regardless of how you chose to play this morning. We're glad you played along. Broadcasting live, are we, from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from a great network of community radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, all listed at slbradio.org/radio, including our Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728. Our Hysteriddle is coming up in a few moments.
But you don't no more. God, step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand better at a clay gun. Step it up and go. Me and my baby walking down the street, talking everybody but the chief of police. God, step it up and go. Yeah. Thank you.
Saturday Light Brigade with Andy Cohen. Step It Up and Go from the album Trying to Get Home.
Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the September issue of the Northside Chronicle, including information on Northside Sandwich Week, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com. First, learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's Hysteriddle. Here's hoping you'll participate if you know the correct answer, especially by phone so we can hear your voice. Born in Germany on September 27th, 1840, he was hired by Frank Leslie's illustrated newspaper when only 15. He wound up working as a freelance artist and ultimately on the staff of what would become Harper's Magazine. During his career, he popularized use of the donkey and elephant as political symbols and worked in support of many a cause, including the election of Lincoln, the ousting of Boss Tweed, and the development of an American image for Santa Claus. Do you know who we're looking for?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with this morning's Hysteriddle. Music now from Victoria Susan.
He left no time to regret, kept his lips wet with his same old safe bed. My odds are stacked, I go back to black.
assignment to tell what we did for our summer excitement. I told of camp road, horses and shot bows and arrows. I looked around the room at all my classmates. Their eyes open wide and faces were green with envy. Tommy was next. He cried when he told us I lost my dad. Sometime in August, my brother works nights. Now my mother works double. She says we'll adjust, but now it's a struggle. I miss my dad, my mom, and my brother. I'm lonely at night when they're not at home. Thank you.
song you just heard, oh, it's the Saturday Light Brigade. The song you just heard, sad but beautiful. I hope you enjoyed it. Bette Paget. First day of school after summer vacation, the song, or bittersweet, I should say. And then Back to Black by Victoria Susan before that. Here's our history riddle again. Born in Germany on September 27th, 1840, he was hired by Frank Leslie's illustrated newspaper when only 15. He wound up working as a freelance artist and ultimately on the staff of Harper's Weekly tabloid, which would eventually become Harper's Magazine. During his career, he popularized use of the donkey and the elephant, the latter of which he created as political symbols, and worked in support of many a cause, including the election of Abraham Lincoln, the ousting of Boss Tweed, and the development of an American image for Santa Claus. There's still time for you to share your answer with us at 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-752-7234. And as I take a look at the emails and text messages and calls coming in, Tom and McCandless got the correct answer. Not surprisingly, Jim and Blackridge also. In fact, a lot of the folks here, including Jim and Richard on the north side, frequent history riddle solvers. Bob in Washington also got it correct. And here comes Susie. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
You are, or were, in beautiful Breezewood. Are you still there?
I am. I'm sitting in front of the McDonald's in Breezewood, and the sky is just beginning to pink. It is gorgeous. I opened my window, so I'm sitting in my car with the window open so that the window isn't obscuring any of the pink. It is so pretty.
Oh, how
and
nice.
I'm just glad that the light is coming through, because I hate driving in the dark.
It is nice to be driving as it gets lighter, as opposed to as it gets darker.
And I'm driving west, so I won't be having the sun in my eyes.
We may be, amongst the minority of people that put beautiful and Breezewood in the same sentence. not to mention...
Yes, that's true. I have to say I was so glad to when I saw the Golden Arches, because I'd been driving in the dark for about, a half hour from Hancock. And I was like, oh my gosh, there it is, McDonald's. I'm so pleased.
Sometimes seeing a restaurant like that isn't a familiar friend, something you could you can rely on.
Well, I've come to this. I mean, this McDonald's at Everett, it's Everett / Breezewood, whatever. It's like right at the edge. Is a McDonald's that I've used probably over the course of 30 years.
Wow. So it's a reliable.
Yeah.
And did you get breakfast?
I did get breakfast. I got a sausage biscuit with the cheese and hash browns and a coffee with the cream and two sugars, because McDonald's coffee, I don't find very reliable, so kind of have to sweeten it up a little bit.
Yes.
At least to my taste.
Yes, Ricky kind of spoils me with amazing coffee. She does a little thing with everything. Chicory or no, a little cocoa. Yes, cocoa.
Oh.
Just a teeny bit. But enough about that. You knew the answer. Who is it that we're looking for?
Thomas Nast.
Thomas Nast. N-A-S-T is exactly correct. And many people consider him to be the creator of the political cartoon. And he certainly was, if not the actual creator. How did you happen to know him?
Well, you know, I use my librarian skills. And I put in illustrator of donkey and elephant, and that was enough.
I try to
put in the whole history riddle because, you know, I'm like, you know, like that wouldn't be fun. You know, I'm like, okay, like what piece of the history riddle can make this interesting for me to search it? And it came up right away.
Interesting. You know, talking about those symbols, the donkey and the elephant, we use red and blue for the two main parties. And I understand that those symbols are relatively modern, and they came about during television coverage of the elections.
Oh,
and
okay.
And they were arbitrary colors. Chosen by the TV networks, and my memory is they weren't necessarily consistent across the networks, but they eventually did choose colors that were consistent. So that's where the red and blue came from, and
fascinating.
Yeah, it just sort of evolved that way, and I doubt either party chose their own animal. Yeah, I think they would probably choose different.
Right, because I mean, they're neither animal is really like, you know, I mean,
an aspirant, you know, one that you would necessarily. I want to be the donkey.
To.
I mean, I like the donkey.
Right. Oh no, I want to be the elephant.
Yeah.
You know,
figuratively.
You know, I mean, a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, a 5-year-old might, but you know. You know, someone who's running for office, like, oh yes, I'm with the donkey.
Yeah,
I'm with the elephant.
Some would say, like, you know, nominating animals. I won't say which party they could go to, but maybe the vulture would be a good one, or a Tyrannosaurus Rex. The elephant and donkey are kind of docile, more or less, but. Or the pit bull could be one.
I don't know. I just had a picture of a lion.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, even, if you were trying to be really American, you know, you'd say, well, I'm with the eagle.
Yes. Yes, the eagle party.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, getting back.
I mean, and then who could, you know, argue with that? Well, eagle, it's the American symbol. You have to vote for them.
Yes, you may have a future in politics. Mike and Mars, speaking of choice, mentions, I'm going to share his text verbatim. The Bob Evans in Breezewood is my favorite stop. Sublime, he writes. So that's
what's it called?
The Bob Evans restaurant in Breezewood.
Oh, the Bob Evans.
He likes.
Okay, yeah.
So, why not? You know that makes him happy. I'm getting hungry now with all this breakfast chat. I hope you have a.
Yeah, I've never really been a Bob Evans person. But my aunt likes to go there because I think Bob Evans is one of the places where if you have an RV, you can park overnight.
I believe you're right. Everybody has different, you know, reasons, especially for those national chains. For a while, you might find them your cup of tea, so to speak. Some people like the cracker place. Other people like BK. I mean, there's so many of them. It's something.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a good rest of your trip, and thank you for revealing Thomas Nast this morning. Take care.
All right. Maybe I'll see you later.
Okay. Take care. As Susie's on her way to Pittsburgh, and we're always here. In fact, today you can stop by and see us if you'd like to. It's also registration day today at the Youth Media Center. And teens and family members can join us between 10 and 2, so you can stop by. We'll be here between 10 and noon. It's an open house style registration event today for teens at our Youth Media Center. You can tour our space, meet other teens in our programs, and register for the coming year. Family members are also welcome, and you are also welcome. We would love to see you. It's registration day this morning at the Saturday Light Brigade. Trish Imbrogno is taking the world by storm. It's not a surprise because she has long been a beloved member of the Pittsburgh bluegrass community. She has a brand new album coming out in November called Trish Plays Bass. And here is the first single from it. Think of what you've done at the Saturday Light Brigade. Imbrogno from the album Trish Plays Bass. Think of what you've done. She sounds great, doesn't she? According to a number of articles, this gets back to the red and blue. The tradition really did not become universal until the year 2000. That was when the configuration and the election of George W. Bush versus Al Gore began consistently using blue for Republicans or for Democrats and red for Republicans. And it all began in 1980, for example. They say ABC showed Republicans as red. Previously, they used yellow in the 84 election. They used red for Reagan. These articles are a little tedious to read through, but the point is these colors did not become standardized until the year 2000, and it took a while to come up with it. There are colors for the parliamentary system in London, but they were not followed. You can read anything you could possibly want to know about this if you go to a Wikipedia page on the party colors. But suffice it to say, it's a relatively modern addition to how things are perceived here. Enough said. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New